Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, it's Shimei from the future. This episode is so fucking crazy good. Oh my God, it slaps. It's like so fucking cliffhanger-y, Shimeiniacs. Oh my God, I'm so excited for you to hear it. The ending is like, oh my God, I don't want to give away too much, but I'm shook. I'm going to go back a few days ago when I first started recording it. The squirrels gave me that like crazy info about Amber. Oh my God, so much happens. Okay, let's get on with it. Buckle up, sluts, for the finale of Jamazing in LA. This week on Jamazing in LA, Amber blows my mind with an offer, tandem bike riding in Venice Beach, an apology song for Prisha, thinking with my pussy, Olivia's ultimatum, and did I really make a camel coat with hooves? Your weekly dose of fashion, friendship, and influencer life from the U-Haul lesbian, the corn chip queen. She puts the vibe in Vibe Check. I'm Jamae, JA'MIE. I'm quiche, I'm rich, I'm a bitch, and I'm Jamazing. OMFG, so much to tell you, Jamaniacs. Oh my God, so much random shit has gone down in the last few days. I'm like kind of slaying life, but also like, what the fuck is going on? Do you know what I mean? I keep getting Jamaniacs asking me about Little Nahugan, the budgie from the last couple of seasons. And asking if he's okay and like how he's doing and stuff. So obviously I couldn't bring him over to LA because it's like a 6-month quarantine and like he would have forgotten who I was by then. Anyway, so mum puts him on FaceTime when she calls and I get to like talk to him and like tell him everything that's going on over here. And he's so fucking cute. He just like chirps back. And I tried to show him the squirrels and his eyes went all wide. Also, oh my God, he fucking laid an egg when mum and dad like got back from America. They found this egg in the cage and mum reckons it's from the stress of me not being at home because we were so like close. And also, I thought he was a dude, so why is he fucking laying eggs? Like, I'm all up for like gender dysphoria issues and stuff, but like, how is that even possible? Anyway, also, can I just point out, I was thinking about this. I have not hooked up with anyone the entire time I've been in LA. Like I almost gave methane to Gobby at the frat party, but like I declined because he was so like short. But yeah, I'm like a full on nun these days. Like, but I like that for me. Normally when I'm a sluzzer, it's kind of like a red flag that I'm actually like a mental case. Anyway, so last time we spoke, I got the sign from the squirrels that Amber was in love with me, definitely, which I'm so down for. And obs, I do too. But I've been too chicken all week to like address it with her. Like, we've been FaceTiming stuff and like falling asleep together. And I'm sending like 50 memes a day and she's like lolling and it's going off, but like I'm so scared to ask her because of like what happened last time. So I thought I might wait and like do it on the podcast, like live with you guys, all my Germaniacs listening. So you get to like hear the reaction. Is that fucking random? I know. It's so fucking weird, but YOLO. So I'm gonna do it now. I'm gonna text her and ask her if she loves me. So I've kind of started writing the text already. It goes, hey, Amb, random question, and I'm fully ready to be rejected, but I am majorly in love with you still, and I want to know if the feeling is mutual. Oh my God. Should I send it? I'm freaking out, Jamaniacs. Like, what if I get rejected? Fuck my life. Okay. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm just going to wait. I can't send it. I'm shit scared. I'll just leave it for now and like maybe I'll press it in a second. I'll put my phone down. Yeah, I'll just put that away because I want to tell you guys everything else that's been happening in the last few days. So I got my capsule collection assignment finished. Yay! Oh my God, it's all handed in. I did it all single-handedly, all on my own. I did so many all-nighters and like taught myself new skills and I feel like I'm kind of like back to my school days of like slaying everything. Like when I put my mind to things, like I'm pretty good. Like I've got to do the presentation component this week in front of like my lecture and stuff, but I've got everything ready and I've handed in all the other stuff. Some items turned out like so well, like the garments, but my favorite is like this kind of Max Mara influence, like style coat in like a camel, like really stealth wealth vibes. But it's like an actual faux camel fur with these like replica camel hooves that I had made as sort of like epaulettes, like just like jutting out off the shoulders. And there's a boning kind of like hump in the back of the coat. So yeah, I'm really leaning into the camel theme with that. I sprayed some fart spray from a joke store that I got onto it. So it has like a really camely scent to it, which I love. So yeah, I ended up apologizing to Prisha. Yeah, like hardcore apology. I realized I was kind of out of line and I did this really hardcore, like heartfelt apology video and I posted it on my story so everyone could see it with all these pics of like me and Prisha doing like fun stuff together, like all the things we've done over the last few weeks, like a montage video. I kind of ripped it off the one that Amber did for me last week. So yeah, just like random moments, like Prisha yelling at me out of her window at the student accom and I filmed it and you know, us with the jello shots at the frat party and her holding Hannah Goanna in my condo and eating burritos at the Grove and, well, me eating one. And yeah, lots of cool pics and memories. And then I wrote and recorded this song because I got all my music equipment here in LA. And it was called Prisha, I Really Miss Ya. And that was like playing underneath the photo montage, just me singing stuff. And it goes, precious Prisha, delicious Prisha, true friendship is hard to find, blah, blah, blah. Kind of like a Bollywood vibe underneath the backing track. And then like at the end of the montage video, it says across in text, do you forgive me? Yeah, so obviously she did. Olivia watched it straight away and sent like this huge like question mark because it's so off brand and she kind of still thought Prisha was my cleaner. But anyway, so Prisha saw it and hearted it. Then I was at Fitim and just like finishing up my assignment and I messaged her to see if she wanted to like meet up and like in the little chill out zone on campus. So yeah, we met on campus and we did this full like dramatic hug and I was going to like swing her around, but I thought that might be a step too far. But yeah, Prisha said she wanted to like teach me a lesson that like friends don't treat each other badly and that she'd also really missed me too. And she asked me if I really was a true friend, like she thought I might have still been faking it. And I'm like, honestly, Prisha, you're like the best thing to happen to me in LA and Olivia's a bitch and rah, rah, rah. And yeah. Then Prisha and I handed in the hard copy of my designs and like the process diary and for my assignment and stuff. Like I've got all the presentation to do, but yeah, we kind of like placed it in the box together with like two hands because, you know, she was such a big part of it. And we looked at each other in the eyes and as we did it and kind of giggled, was really cute. Wait, Rosé is walking past. I'm just going to like wave, wait. He's hosing the garden just in my balcony. Wait. Hi, Rosé. He just mumbled, Senor, and just, he's all sheepish and nervous with me since he got his, you know, the video of him, like, sexually harassing me, which I didn't actually film, but he doesn't know that, so I just gave him a little wink. There he goes. Oh, he's cute. I actually spoke to him the other day for ages by the pool, like, he's being so professional now. It's like so lol. Like I was asking him if there's like any more mountain lion signs that like since we saw those prints and stuff. And he said he actually saw some like animal droppings like by the pool that could have been mountain lion, but like also probably just someone who broke the rules and like brought their dog or like a disgusting child or something. I don't know. He asked his boss, actually, if mountain lions come here into the grounds, and the boss said that they never come this far into the city. So, yeah. I'm still going to leave the pic of me with a mountain lion on my vision board, like, because about half the things have come true. So, yeah, the vision board is kind of, like, hit and miss, but, like, I still love it. I'm a big manifestor, so I believe. Anyway, so that is the update. I'm still fucking too nervous to, like, send that message to Amber. I've got major rejection issues, Romaniacs. It's PTSD from when Dad didn't come to the father-daughter day at my primary school because he had his colonoscopy. Anyway, more later, Romaniacs. Bye.
Hi, Jermaine. Love the show. I've had a girlfriend for 2 years and I just want to know what do you think some attractive things I can start doing for her or some unattractive habits I should stop? Thanks.
Thank you. Hi, mate. So thank you for that question. Little Aussie guy there. So this is great. Obs, I'm a leso now. So but I do have a lot of experience with men and attractiveness and unattractiveness, etc. So I'm very strongly opinionated about what's attractive and what's not in a guy. So look, I'm just staring at your photo. I'm not going to attack you physically. Just looking at your pic. Yeah, a pair of tweezers on the monobrow wouldn't go astray. And very oily T-zone. But they're your main problem areas, but just at first glance. You're not making me want to gag or anything. It's just like, yeah, you do have a kind of attractive vibe, I guess. But you're asking the wrong gal, if you get my drift. So, and I'm doing the pussy finger tongue thing there, but you can't see it. So things that you can do to be more attractive, and these are pretty universal and apply to all girls and what they think of guys. Things like mowing a lawn can be hot. When I was straight, I was like a body odor kind of gal. So I like to post lawn mowing, sweaty armpit cuddle, and watching a guy like shaking the grass catcher would always give me the fanny flutters. Weird, but I kind of also love it when guys play dead in a pool, like in a like when they float around, like acting like they've drowned. There's something kind of like arousing about it. That's a weird one, but I know the dead vibes like really kind of get me going. Something very unattractive, which you should avoid, is like splashing a girl near the water. Like, you know, when guys do that, when she doesn't want to get in and you're like splashing her, it's not funny. And it like, it makes you really not hot. And never ever, like if you're at the beach, never run at a girl and like tackle her into the water. It's happened to me and it's fucking shit. It's like, you're not in a fucking movie. She's not going to laugh. And then like suddenly pass you. If that ever happens to me, I just like slap the guy across the face and like storm off and get an Uber home. What else is really hot with guys? I'm just trying to think. I actually really like it when a guy can like click his heels together. Like, you know, like you're walking somewhere and they just like run ahead and they'll jump up and click their heels and kind of look back at you with like a cheeky smile. That really gets me going. Climbing a lamppost is hot, if a guy can do that. Or, you know, like if you're in like a corridor at home and a guy does like a Spider-Man like style, like climb up holding onto the wall on either side with their hands and their feet. Like maybe he gets in that position up really high and then like he'll surprise you when you come home. That's really hot. I love that. Unattractive stuff. Don't ever skip. Like, it's really unattractive. Not like the rope skipping. I mean, like an 8-year-old girl, like skipping around a playground vibes. It's a real turn off. I would dump a guy on the spot if he skipped. So yeah, that's one to avoid. Chasing seagulls, also really not hot. Don't do it. Posing next to a sold sign if you bought a house is really gross and very unattractive. Especially if it's a shit house. You're all smug and stuff. Putting the sticker on. Getting rid of coins at the shop counter. Like, you know when guys go, oh, I've got the 80 cents if you need it. Like, don't do it. My dad does that. It's like gross. Or like, mind if I get rid of my shrapnel? Oh, it's like fucking disgusting, making me want to vomit. Don't ever call your girlfriend your special human. That happened to me once and I like dumped the guy straight away. It's fucking hideous. And also don't refer to your dog as your doggo. I can't even fucking deal with doggos. Oh my God. No wonder I'm a fucking lesbian. Guys are so foul. Oh, and don't do like the teeth chattering cold thing before you get in a pool. Just fucking get in, okay? I don't want any like rubbing the sides of your arms and doing like the sound. It's like fucking gross. And don't use Band-Aids too. It's not hot. Do you know what is hot? I was thinking power tools, like a drill. All power tools like really hot. So if you're holding them and like you look like you know what you're doing, it's like really attractive. You could get like a tool belt and like a range of like power tools like hanging off it, all around it. And just be like waiting at home, like in your undies with like the tool belt on. When she gets home, just like whip out the drill and give it like two little revs and it'll go straight to a clit. You know what I find randomly really hot? When guys like put you in a headlock. Like I love when my boyfriends like get really violent with me randomly. And now I do it with girls too. Like if I'm into them, I just get them in like a headlock and like ruffle up their hair. And it's really hot. Don't ever be a passenger when she's driving as a guy. It's like so unattractive. It's such a bad look. Also, another one, do not ever write her name in the sand. I can't even say this because it's so embarrassing, but like don't even do like the initials with the heart around it in the sand. It's so fucking not hot. Oh my God. Oh, and another one I fucking hate is when guys like talk with their eyes closed and their head tilted up slightly and then on the last word they open their eyes and like look at you. It's so fucking unattractive. Also, can we just address farting? Because guys think it's like funny, which it kind of is, but like it's also disgusting. A farty boyfriend is like a deal breaker for me. I just can't handle them. I did have one farty boyfriend guy who was like, he used to spray like heaps of perfume around his asshole. Like really like go to town with the perfume, like just right on the hole. And then he'd come over and he'd go pull my finger and then he'd fart on my face. And I'd get like a hardcore, like massive gust of like Calvin Klein or whatever like his perfume was. Like it would make the fart sound, but like it would smell incredible. So yeah. Farting can be hot if you like make a bit of effort like that guy did. So yeah, mate, I hope that helps you out and thanks for the quezzy. Hope you can really work on your attractiveness and keep your lady happy and start spraying that butthole. Illy.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh my fucking God, Germaniacs, I've just got off the phone from Olivia Bellissimo and she has major life-changing news for me. So let me tell you about this morning first and then I'll tell you what the news is. Oh my God. So I had the most epic day today with Prisha, my true best friend. Like I'm serious, Germaniacs, like she's my gal. So we went to Venice Beach for the day and we like rode on a tandem bike along the bike track and like took pics and like we were laughing so much. And we went on a Ferris wheel and had like fairy floss or cotton candy, as they say here at the Santa Monica Pier. That was so cool. And I was wearing this like my low-rise jorts, my Fila Wampa Stompers, and this kind of Choli style like top in silk with like a paisley design. It wasn't cultural appropriation, but it was kind of just like a nod to like precious culture. Like I just wanted to like give her that. But yeah, we had the best day. Olivia wanted to go to this vegan cafe in WeHo today at the last minute because Justin and Haley were there. But I was already on my way to Venice with Prisha. So yeah, normally I'd just like jump at the chance, but yeah, I couldn't. And yeah, so fully posting on my story all day with like pics of me and Prisha. Like, she's still a major dork and kind of annoying, but like in a true friend way. Yeah, I kind of like having the upper hand in the friendship. Do you know what I mean? Like, normally being like the more dominant one and the hotter one is kind of like my MO. So can you guys relate? Anyway, so Olivia DMs me after seeing the pics and the vids. And she's all like, so you ditched me to hang out with your cleaner. You're so fucking weird. I kind of want her to think Prisha is my cleaner still, because like, it's kind of bougie to have one. And also I hate that she fucking judges people on their jobs. She's such a fucking shallow bitch. And that's coming from me. So do you know what I mean? But yeah. Anyway, speaking of Olivia, the major life-changing news is, sorry, the Reeks lease is up, and Dad said once this quarter's over, like, I need to find my own place or like start paying rent on Reeks and like maybe get a job on the side, which is like FML. So Olivia has spoken to the influencer girls and there's an official offer for me to move into the Pussy Palace. I know, right? Like, freaking out. Yeah, so the girls have all voted and said that like my pottery content is really like innovative and hot, and they love the podcast and they can support me with collabs and help me to get to the next level. Like, I still have to pay rent, but it's like worth it. But Olivia also said there's conditions, because she's such a fucking bitch. So her conditions are, I have to agree to dump Prisha and Rosé and not talk to them and do what Olivia says and behave myself, including only wearing an approved wardrobe selected by Olivia. She hates my like crazy fashion style and she thinks I'm really like trashy and cheap and stuff, and I need to go more like luxury and less like slutty colourful. So yeah, that's the major news. But even like just saying it now, and the more I think about it, it's like, I'm kind of really torn. I'm Natalie Imbruglia, because like, I'm just staring at my vision board and I know it's so confusing because everything sort of like clashes. It's like there's a pic of me living at the Pussy Palace, like that could come true. And then there's me and Amber, and I still don't know if that's like a thing or not. And there's like my star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's like a long-term plan, I guess. And there's the slutty pottery pigs, did it. Me and the mountain lion, probably not going to happen. And I've just printed out a pic of me and Prisha being BFFLs on the Ferris wheel today and eating cotton candy and was about to put it up. But now if I do the Olivia Pussy Palace thing, I'm going to have to get rid of her. So like, do I even put it up? Oh my God, Germaniacs, like, why is it always like this? There's always so many fucking dilemmas. I keep looking in the mirror going, what are you going to do, Germay? Like, talking to myself, which is really off brand, but okay, I know what I'm going to do. I need to answer one question. So I'm going to send that message to Amber. I need to know where she stands, because that's either going to make my future life decision easier or a lot harder. So, okay, where's my phone? Okay. Hey, Amb, random question, and I'm ready to be rejected, but I'm majorly in love with you and I want to know if the feeling is mutual. Oh my gosh, Maniac, should I send it? Wait, what? Fuck. Oh my God. The three dots. Amber's texting me. She's texting me right now. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, what the hell? Fuck, I just got a message from her. Oh my God. Okay, I'm reading it. Hey, queen. She calls me that because my surname's King. Random, but you've obviously noticed how much I'm vibing you at the moment. This has been a long time coming and I blame myself for denying my true feelings this whole time, but I think I'm in love with you, Jemay. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Shit. Okay, I'm going to reply. Fuck, 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 fuck. Okay. Same in capitals. I was just about to write the same thing. Amber, I'm fucking in love with you still. Send. Oh my God, oh my God. Okay, I'm just waiting for a reply. Fuck, can you believe this, Shemaine Hacks? Oh my God. I'm glad that she like sort of sent it fast and it wasn't coming from me, because, oh my God, okay, what's she going to say? What's she going to say? Okay, here it is. Phew. Kind of thought so. Well, I'm moving out of Double Bay for sure now. I want to put the Claire thing behind me. And I'm getting this terrace house in Newtown. It's small but cute. I would love it if you would consider coming home from LA and sharing that house with me. What do you reckon? Hey, what the fuck? Oh my God. Now I'm faced with like the biggest dilemma in my fucking whole life. Oh no, what am I gonna do? Hi, so it's 3 days later. Just want to check in with you guys for a little update. Sorry for being such a fucking drama queen in the last segment. So I've had a big think. Here's where things are at the moment. So Amber's message and offer of me moving to Newtown kind of like sent me into a spin, but also kind of clarified things. So I've ended my lease on Reeks. My suitcases are all packed. They're all just like sitting over there next to the spiral staircase. And I've booked a flight for Australia for tomorrow. I know. I had to follow my heart. I'm a U-Haul lesbian deep down. A glimmer of a love confession. I'm bolting towards it. So, I'm just sitting here at the dining table and it's my last day and the sun's setting and I'm eating a burrito from Air One and it's organic and wrapped in a cabbage leaf thing. It's kind of really bad, but YOLO. And I'm having a margarita just with the theme of Casa de los Ricos and my whole LA thing. And, you know, it's sad. It's a pre-mixed one, just came straight out of the bottle. And I got a side of corn chips and guac. And I'm just watching the sun set across my balcony. And so I've exchanged numbers with Rosé and he's going to stay in touch. And I sold him my pottery wheel, actually. So he's going to he wants me to do some lessons via Zoom, which I'm happy to do. That'll be fun. I've really enjoyed knowing him, TBH, even though I could never understand a word he said, but yeah, so many good times with Rosé. Prisha's going to come to the airport tomorrow and drop me off. So that'll be really sad and I'll be bawling. She's been such a good friend and who would have thought? And yeah, obviously she's heard all about Amber and agrees that I should follow my heart. I'm kind of really disappointed in myself that I only did one term at Fitham and Dad's obviously really pissed off as well and Gampy's Devo and after his big inspirational message last week, you'd think I'd take his advice, but no, I'm always fucking thinking with my pussy. That's just who I am. Just taking a swig of my margarita one sec. I'm just having a little somber moment here, guys. I'm wondering if I've made the right decision. And yeah, I could seriously just cancel the flight and get a credit. And oh my God, it's fucking doing my head in. What am I talking about? I'll just explain the situation. So basically I've got three really clear choices. One, the Pussy Palace. I live my dream of becoming an influencer and a Sydney socialite and I'll live between the two, you know, Olivia. But I have to give up my true friend Prisha if I do that and Rosé and, you know, live with a bunch of fake bitches and get my wardrobe organized by a fucking bitch. And option two is to stay at Reeks. I call the landlord and just tell him that I'm staying and get a job and start paying my own rent and then I can keep doing fashion school and I can keep Prisha and Rosé as my friends and Olivia will be really pissed off, but YOLO. And then option three, the heart option, Amber and the Newtown Terrace and back with my lesbian love but I have to give up all my new friends and my fashion school dream and my influencer dream but I get to start a new life with Amber. So, oh my God, fuck my life. I don't know what to do. And it's getting dark now. And Do you know what I could do? I could fucking let the squirrels decide again. Oh my God, this is fucking genius. Oh my God, I'm going to do like, I'm going to write little signs. Like, wait, where's some paper? Okay. Pussy Palace. And this one I'll do Rakes. And this one, Amber. Okay, one sec, you maniacs. I'm just going to go outside to the table on the balcony with the corn chips. I'm just going to put a little pile in front of each one. Just hang on one sec. One sec, you maniacs. Almost done it. That looks good. Okay. All right, I've set it up. Now I'm inside. Let's close the door and I'm just going to watch. Okay, come on, squirrels. Help a sister out. This is a really good way of working it out. And you maniacs, I promise whatever the squirrels choose, whichever pile of corn chips they eat, whichever dilemma they help me solve, I'm just going to like do it and I'm going to block out all the other options. Oh my God, it's getting so fucking dark. Oh my God, please come squirrels. Come on. Come on. There's nothing yet. Oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Shh. I can't believe what I'm saying to maniacs. Oh my God. This can't be real. Oh my God. A mountain lion. A fucking mountain lion is climbing over onto my balcony. I'm serious. A fucking real mountain lion. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He's on the balcony. Oh my God, he's all tan and like furry and he's got big paws and an amazing face. Oh my God. He's just like a giant fucking cat. Oh my God. He just growled. I can't believe this is happening. Oh my God. I have to get a selfie. Wait. I'm getting a selfie. Wait one sec. Oh my God. I just took a selfie with the mountain lion. This is incredible. Fuck, 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 fuck. Okay. He's climbing onto the table. He's seen the corn chips. Fuck. Oh my God. Whatever he chooses is what I'm going to do. Okay. He's eating one of the piles. Oh my God. He's choosing for me. Oh my God. He just suddenly bolted. He must have heard my voice. Oh my God. Wait, I'm just going to go check outside. One sec, you maniacs. Oh my God. I'm shaking right now so much, maniacs. I can't believe the mountain lion finally came. He was incredible. And not only did I experience that, but it just made my huge life decision by choosing one of the piles of corn chips. Guys, the mountain lion has chosen my destiny, and it is. Hi, Jermaniacs. It's Jermaine from the future. So I ended up doing something. The mountain lion did decide my destiny. So do you think I, A, chose the Pussy Palace life, B, chose to stay at Reeks, or 3, went back to Australia to live with Amber? Post your opinions in the reviews on the podcast or on my Facebook, and in season 5, you'll find out what happened. Illy, stay caged. I love you guys so fucking much. This has been the best fucking season. Make sure you tell all your friends and spread the word about Jermaine in LA and kept my numbers up. Nahuken, Illy, yours forever. I really love you guys so fucking much. Seriously. JA'MIE, yours forever, Jermaine.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Gemaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!